Great Eastern Radio presents Working from the House.
It is House coming to you from my home studio, and I am joined on the phone by Amy Goodwin from the Student Rescue Project in Vermont. Amy, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Matt. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure is all mine. So let's jump right into it. The Student Rescue Project is such a great organization, nonprofit organization, connecting people with adoptable dogs. And you guys have been doing that very successfully for some time now. And I just wanted to see how this COVID-19 pandemic has affected your day-to-day, so to speak. I know that you guys rely a lot on fostering, and I was curious, how does that work now in this day and age of self-isolation? Has it affected you greatly or moderately? How's it affected you?
Yes, it really has affected us. It's essentially halted us in our tracks. Referring specifically to the foster program, as new information comes, it's my job as the director to figure out how to move forward safely, given the knowledge that we have, and things are changing day to day. So when it, I think it was last week, maybe March 15th or so, there was some information that came out just about how contagious this virus is, and it became very clear to me that I wasn't comfortable asking our volunteers to risk exposure by introducing foster puppies to families. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I had 17 dogs that I had just on two different transports been able to get out of Puerto Rico, and so I needed to find homes for those dogs. So it turned out that I just did the fostering, and I managed those face-to-face adoptions as best I could. And then when the governor's Governor Scott's order came in with no more face-to-face business, thankfully our last puppy was adopted at noon that day. So we came right up against that deadline, but we got our business done.
Wow, that is great. On the line with Director of the Student Rescue Project, Amy Goodwin. And I've been reading a lot all over the country, really, that the numbers of dogs and cats being adopted have gone way up over the last 3 weeks because, obviously, everyone is staying at home, and it seems to be a good time to adopt a dog. Have you seen that at the Student Rescue Project as well?
Yes, absolutely, and it's killing me as a person who is, totally addicted to being able to help these puppies. I just love them so much, and I have so many, as I mentioned, that we've committed to, and we've been able to, because of the demand, I felt confident to take in some difficult cases, and the fact that I know I can connect them with families right now, but I just can't have them travel. It's a very tough pill to swallow.
So let's say that someone listening right now is interested in adopting a pet, and I'm looking on your website here where you have the dogs that are available right now for adoption. What would the process be if they were interested in adoption right now?
The best place to start is just to fill out an adoption application. That's a fillable form on our website under the adoption menu. And then I can take a look and process the application and try to find a good match.
Okay, great. And also, Amy, I know that you guys have such great volunteers, and with the social distancing, with the stay-at-home order, if somebody did want to get involved, is it still possible to help out? And if so, how could they do that?
Unfortunately, it's not right now. We're just simply not comfortable with asking volunteers to risk exposure, both person to person, but also moving dogs around, because as we've seen the World Health Organization and the CDC both say and agree that dogs cannot contract the virus and vector the disease. However, they're like any other surface. If somebody who is infected sheds on them, coughs or sneezes, they can be, that the virus can be transmitted that way. So we just don't want to be behind moving dogs around right now. We're going to have to wait, unfortunately.
Yeah, just yet another side effect and byproduct of the world in which we live right now. But of course, you can support the Student Rescue Project still monetarily. You can make that's available on the website.
Yes, absolutely. And as always, the need is great. But I would say right now, the need might be a little greater just because we have these puppies, so many puppies in our care that we're supporting. And that's You know, every day that goes by, they're getting bigger and needing more vet care and food and things like that. And it's right now it's indefinite. We're not sure how long they're going to be our responsibility. So any help would be appreciated very much.
And of course, it's not just people living in this new world. It's animals as well. So, Amy, thank you so much again. You can get more information about how you can assist monetarily and see the adoptable puppies that are available. StudentRescueProject.org is the web address to do that. Amy Goodwin from the Student Rescue Project, thank you so much and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Matt. You stay safe too. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.